Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
The Lord, praise Jesus. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we say thank you. Glory be unto your holy name. Thank you for this new day. Thank you for protection over us and all our loved ones. Thank you, everlasting God, for all the wonderful and the glorious plans that you have for us. Some of them, we have seen them materializing. And some are yet to come to pass, but in all, Father Lord, whether we have received them, whether we have not, we just want to say thank you, because you live, and for that reason, we know our tomorrow is secured in Christ Jesus. Thank you, everlasting God. We bless you for all our previous meetings. Thank you for your awesome presence. Thank you for your word. Thank you for healing, deliverance. Thank you most especially for salvation of souls. We bless you today and forevermore. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Everlasting Father, we commit this day broadcast into your hands and we say, Lord, individually and collectively, speak to us. That word in due season, let us hear that word today. In the name of our Lord Jesus. And the grace to run with it released upon each and every one of us. For your glory, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Once again, my dear brothers and sisters, fathers and mothers, I want to welcome you specially to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. And today I'll be discussing with you what I titled, The One Who Fears the Lord. The One Who Fears the Lord. I pray that indeed the fear of God will continue to reign in your heart. You will come to know Him more and more every day of your lives in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. I'm taking my text from the book of Psalm 128. It says, blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in His ways. When you eat the labor of your hand, you shall be happy, and it shall be well with you. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house. Your children like olive plants all around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you out of Zion, and may you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Yes, may you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. May the Lord bless the reading of His word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. What can be more comforting than this promise of God concerning those who fear Him? And may you be counted amongst those who fear Him. The Bible makes us to understand that a person that fears Lord is one who greatly delights in His commandment. He tells us in Psalm 112, He says, blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in His commandment. May you have a great delight in following the precept, the commandments of God, whether it's convenient, whether it's not convenient. As the Lord speaks to you, the grace for you to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, may it rest upon you. May you be counted amongst those who fear the Lord. The fear of the Lord actually is a foundation of whatever we want to do in life. The Bible tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. So the foundation is a rock. is the foundation upon which our Christianity is based. Knowing God, fearing Him. Brothers and sisters, you need to reference the Lord. Many of us have become too familiar with the Almighty God. And as a result of that, we say we pray and nothing happens. Because the fear of God is not there. We do things in our own way. You can't fear Him and be doing things in your own way. You have to do it according to His way. And may the Lord grant you that grace all the days of your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you fear Him, you must be ready to walk in His way. He was speaking to the children of Israel in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 12. See, and now Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you? Say, but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all His ways, and to love Him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Brothers and sisters, may you be able to serve the Lord. May you love Him with all your heart. May you serve Him with all your heart, with all your soul, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Whatever hitherto that have not allowed you to serve the Almighty God with all your heart, the Almighty God in His infinite mercies, He will remove such in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Indeed, you will love Him with all your heart, with all your soul, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Because you see, when we are talking about having the fear of God, the blessing outweighs of not fearing Him. Because He tells us, He says, the person that fears Him, that person is already blessed. He's already blessed. There's nothing to argue there. He tells us in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 8, verse 32, say, now therefore listen to me, my children, for blessed are those who keep my ways. Blessed are those who keep my ways. They are already blessed. And in Proverbs 28, 14, say, happy is the man who is always reverent, but he who hardens his heart will fall into calamity. May you not fall into calamity in the mighty name of Jesus. No member of your household shall fall into calamity in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. If you have the fear of God, blessing will surround you. He tells us in the book of Psalm 112 verse 3, say, wealth and riches will be in his house. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endure forever. Brothers and sisters, that wealth you are looking for, the Almighty can give them to you, but you need to fear Him. You need to reverence Him. You need to make Him your number one priority. And if you do so, the Almighty God will move on your behalf. I'm not saying that, the moment you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, everything is going to be perfect. No, don't get me wrong, because He tells us that when you pass through the fire, He said the fire will not burn you. That means that you will pass through fire in life. He said when you pass through the waters, it will not overcome you. But brothers and sisters, He said we'll be with you. He said we'll be with you. The Bible tells us that those who put their trust in Him, He shall no way forsake them. And though the Lord is saying that He will not forsake you in the name of our Lord Jesus, you will not be forsaken of God in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. So brothers and sisters, if you fear this God, you will eat the fruit of your labor. You will not labor in vain in the name of Jesus. The Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 3 verse 10, says, say to the righteous, that it shall be well with you, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. But in verse 11, say, woe to the wicked. You don't want to be counted amongst the wicked. That means that those who do not fear God are counted among the wicked. Say, woe to the wicked. It shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hand shall be given him. So brothers and sisters, you don't want to be counted amongst the wicked. You want to be counted among those who fear the Lord. In that same Psalm 128 verse 2, it says, when you eat the labor of your hand, you shall be happy and it shall be well with you. Somebody will eat the labor of his hands. Somebody will eat the labor of her hands In the name of our Lord Jesus, it will be well with you. In the daytime, it will be well with you. At nighttime, wherever you go, it shall be well with you. Why? Because you have the fear of God. The fear of God shall reign in your heart. In the name of Jesus, walk in the ways of the Lord. Do not be conformed to this world, but do what God wants you to do. And as you follow what God wants you to do, your Almighty God will fight for you. He will not only bless you, he will bless every member of your household. Proverbs 20 verse 7 says, the righteous man walks in his integrity. You see, his children are blessed after him. His children, his wife, it is generational. Proverbs 13 verse 22, he said, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, but the wealth of the sinner is stored for the righteous. The wealth of the sinners is stored for the righteous. Brothers and sisters, don't be counted among the sinners. Be among those who fear God. Be among those who reverence God. Be among those who worship Him in spirit and in truth. And as you do so, the Almighty God has made a promise. He said, he will not leave you. He will not forsake you. He will be with you to the end. He will grant you long life. In long life shall you live if you operate in the fear of this God. Proverbs 10:27 says, the fear of the Lord prolongs days. The fear of the Lord prolongs days. But the years of the wicked will be shortened. May your years not be shortened. You will live long. You will not die. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Proverbs chapter 9 verse 11 says, for by me your days will be multiplied, and the years of your life will be added to you. If the years of your life shall be added to you, brothers and sisters, you will not die young. You shall live to declare the works of the Lord. But fear the Lord. Fear the Lord. Fear the Almighty God. And indeed, He will make way for you. He will make way for you. He will remove every obstacle standing in your way. The book of Genesis 24, reading from verse 35. Then the Lord has blessed my master greatly, talking about Abraham, and has become great, and he has given him flocks and herds, silver and gold, male and female servants, camel and donkey. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, the Bible tells us in Matthew 6 verse 33, they seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek first his kingdom. Seek first his kingdom. What are you seeking? What are you seeking that is making you not to fear God? What are you seeking that is making you to harbor unforgiveness? What are you seeking that is making you to backstab? What are you seeking that is making you to do things that are not to be had amongst the children of God? Brothers and sisters, it is time for you to forsake that. For you to forsake that and begin to embrace the precept of God, the instructions of God. And God will grant you the grace. God will grant you the grace. You need to spend quality time in the days of prayer, in the study of His word, and preaching the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because that is what God has given us the command. He said, go ye and preach the gospel. And as you do so, it signifies your fear of this God. And I pray that the Almighty God, He will draw you closer to Him. You will know Him the more as you serve Him. You will be able to do greater exploits because His Spirit rests upon you. So if you are hearing me today, and you have not given your life to Christ, it is high time that you do so. Do not postpone it to tomorrow. Do not postpone it to tonight, because it may be too late. We don't know what's going to happen next, but the Almighty God is ready to be with you. So why don't you just accept Him as your Lord and Savior and just say after me, Lord Jesus, come into my life. I accept you as my Lord and my personal Savior. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from the dead to save me. Thank you, Lord, for saving me in Jesus' name. Father, I want to thank you for these your children that have given their lives unto you. I say, Lord, have mercy upon them, forgive them their sins, write their names in the book of life, in the mighty name of Jesus. For everyone who have listened to this broadcast, the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. The grace to fear Him all the days of your life, the Lord will release unto you. You will be drawn closer to Him. You will know Him more and more each day of your life. You will do exploits in His name, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God until we meet again next week. God bless you richly. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.